Music lovers, this is your weekend as artists in multiple genres are on stage across the area. Let's start in Delaware because Thursday night belongs to the classics. Tonight, downtown Wilmington's Queen Theater hosts Echoes, the American Pink Floyd celebrating the 50th anniversary of Wish You Were Here. This isn't a casual tribute band situation either. Echoes delivers a note-for-note recreation to commemorate the album's 50th anniversary.
Remember. Shine like the sun.
Wish You Were Here has sold more than 13 million copies worldwide, and Thursday night, you can hear it come alive, front to back. The show starts at 8 p.m. Music lovers in South Jersey won't have to go far to see the legendary Wailers. They take the stage at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood tonight. Led by Julian Jr. Marvin, who played on Exodus and toured the world with Bob Marley, this group carries the legacy of reggae's most influential band. The show starts at 8 p.m. On Friday night, jazz fusion comes to the forefront at City Winery. Saxophonist Najee has a 6 p.m. show that's sold out, but there's still a 9:30 p.m. set if you want to hear one of contemporary jazz's most recognizable artists. Oh, don't mind us. We're just getting our WHYY tattoo. Ouch! If you're an ink aficionado, your people will be headed to the Villain Arts Tattoo Festival. It's at the Pennsylvania Convention Center from Friday through Sunday. Attendees can register for the Daily Tattoo Contest, which includes a Best in Show award. I would nominate the guy that has all the Philadelphia sports tattoos. He's got the Philly Fanatic tattooed on his stomach. Now that is commitment. From body art to art on canvas. Opening this weekend at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the Noah Davis exhibition brings together more than 60 works. They highlight the late artist's impact from deeply personal narratives to collective stories rooted in Black life. He was so passionate about art that he and his wife opened a museum in Los Angeles, but it closed in 2022 under slightly mysterious circumstances. The exhibit starts on Saturday and is free with museum admission. Tell us your guilty pleasure, chocolate, wine, or spirits? Well, you don't have to choose as the Philly Chocolate Wine and Whiskey Festival takes over the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. This adult-only tasting event pairs decadent chocolate with premium wines, craft beer, ciders, and fine whiskeys, plus boozy milkshakes, spiked hot chocolates, and unlimited samples. It's on Saturday with two sessions going from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. In the Burbs, Ice on State runs Saturday and Sunday in Downtown Media. Expect ice sculptures, live carving demos, DJs, hot chocolate, specialty cocktails, and a family-friendly vibe that turns State Street into a winter block party. It goes from noon to 8 on Saturday, and on Sunday from noon to 4. Saturday night brings a rare jazz double bill to the Annenberg. Saxophonist Isaiah Collier and trumpeter and vocalist Keon Harold share the stage for one night only. Harold's Grammy-nominated Foreverland came out last year, and Collier released The World is on Fire also in 2024. The show starts at 7:30. Sunday ends the weekend on a cultural note with both jazz and classical leading the way. Trumpeter Josh Lawrence reimagines music by Thelonious Monk and Frédéric Chopin as part of the Philadelphia Clef Club series. An intriguing combination, to be sure. His latest album, Still We Dream, reflects the pairing. The concert starts at 3 p.m. At the Kimmel Center, the Curtis Symphony Orchestra, under conductor Osmo Vanska, presents a program concluding with Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra, performed by some of the world's most accomplished young musicians. It's also a matinee starting at 3. There will be many more opportunities to experience the arts during Philly's semi-quincentennial celebrations. But why not start now? It's all there for the taking. For more details on the weekend, including where you can see Clue on stage and James Iams' latest, Good Bones, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.